Good day, and welcome to the Fairfax County News Center podcast. Coming up, learn about federal home energy tax credits, the county's FY 2027 budget forecast, how to safely shovel snow, and the county's first electric vehicle readiness strategy. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. Federal home energy tax credits, including those for heat pump water heaters, high-efficiency windows and doors, and solar panels, are set to expire on December 31, 2025. If you've been considering making your home more energy efficient and sustainable, now is the time to act before these savings opportunities disappear. Even though the credits are going away soon, Fairfax County can still help you make the switch to cleaner energy with programs like Fairfax Energy Compass, which provides homeowners with expert guidance and support every step of the way. The program connects residents to energy navigators to get advice on everything from identifying the most effective home upgrades to accessing available rebates, incentives, and trusted contractors. Don't miss this chance to save money and make a positive impact. Review the tax credits and sign up for Energy Compass today by calling 703-324-3721 or emailing energycompass@fairfaxcounty.gov. To learn more about the program, visit fairfaxcounty.gov and search Energy Compass. Fairfax County released its FY 2027 budget forecast at a joint meeting between the Board of Supervisors and the School Board, outlining revenue and expenditure trends that will shape the upcoming budget process. General fund revenue is projected to increase by about 3% or $225.5 million in FY 2027 based on current tax rates, but will still leave an estimated $131.5 million combined gap. The forecast reflects preliminary estimates and is intended to guide the upcoming budget development process. It does not represent a proposed budget. As required by state law, the county executive will submit a balanced budget to the Board of Supervisors in February, and the projected gap will be addressed through various measures, including updated revenue estimates and potential adjustments to expenditures and/or tax rates. Steady residential real estate growth, uncertainty caused by federal actions, and the first full year of revenue from the new food and beverage tax, which takes effect January 1, 2026, are all factors in the modest projected revenue increase. Non-residential property values, however, particularly office buildings, continue to face downward pressure. Despite the revenue outlook, required costs are rising faster. Much of the projected growth in both county and school budgets is driven by baseline obligations required to maintain current operations. These include employee pay and benefits under existing collective bargaining agreements. News Center has more. Visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news. When winter storms arrive in Fairfax County, clearing driveways and walkways becomes a necessary chore. However, shoveling snow is also a strenuous physical activity that can lead to serious injuries, particularly to the back and heart if not done correctly. Whenever possible, push the snow rather than lifting it. This simple change significantly reduces strain on your back and heart. Try to shovel early during a storm when the snow is still fresh and light, rather than waiting until it becomes heavy and packed. If you must lift the snow, proper form is crucial to avoid injury. Bend your knees and keep your back straight. Only scoop small loads. Lift with your powerful leg muscles, holding the shovel close to your body. Always turn your entire body with your feet to dump the snow. Never twist your torso or throw snow over your shoulder. If you experience chest pain or shortness of breath, stop immediately and call 911. To further protect your health, avoid heavy meals, caffeine, or smoking before shoveling. Use salt or sand to ensure traction on icy patches. Finally, don't hesitate to ask for help, especially if you are elderly or have existing health conditions. Please consult a doctor before undertaking strenuous activities like shoveling if you have heart conditions or health concerns. Fairfax County is paving the way for an electrifying future with its first electric vehicle readiness strategy, a roadmap to support the growing number of electric vehicles on our roads. From public charging stations to building codes, this strategy will help shape how the county prepares for an EV-friendly future. Partnering with consulting firm AECOM, county staff commissioned a study to identify gaps in the current charging network and suggest ways to add more charging options. It also looked at possible funding sources to help pay for any improvements. The project included a transition study for the county's vehicle fleet and a community EV readiness strategy. Staff held a town hall, convened multiple stakeholder involvement sessions, and invited community feedback through a public comment period. The ideas and comments shared by Fairfax County residents were included in the final strategy, which was provided to the Board of Supervisors in November. To view the strategy, visit fairfaxcounty.gov, navigate to the Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination, or search EV Readiness Strategy. Finally, subscribe to Weekender, the county's weekend arts and entertainment e-newsletter. Weekender brings together offerings from around the county and delivers that right to your inbox. Don't miss out on fun happenings throughout the county. Subscribe to Weekender at www.fairfaxcounty.gov/news/weekender. That's all for this News Center podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information about the topics in this podcast and for news updates, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news. Follow the News Center podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. You can also listen 24/7 online to Fairfax County Government Radio at fairfaxcounty.gov/radio. If you have questions, call 703-FAIRFAX, that's 703-324-7329, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., or email publicaffairs@fairfaxcounty.gov. The News Center podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.